Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Before we do the introductions and stuff like we do normally every week, I want to pick up where we were last week because we were at a very interesting place about with the cooking of the lemon meringue pie, and we kind of left. So we received a lot of emails of people that would like us to start by finishing the thought about the lemon meringue pie before we go on to today's cooking lessons. So we were talking about the proper slicing of the lemons, mm-hmm. I believe. And was that triangles or did we want slices of lemons?
תשמע, כל הנושא הזה של הלמון מרנג, האמת שהוא טריקי, כי יש כל מיני דרכים להכין את זה, אתה מבין?
אוקיי.
לא הייתי מתעכב על הסלייסינג של הלימון.
אוקיי, so you're saying either way, do it how you feel it.
כן.
If you feel the triangle, go with the triangle.
כן, כי בסופו של דבר אתה סוחט אותם לתוך החלבון של הביצה.
Ooh, see now it's a romantic meringue pie.
כן.
Okay, and when we were talking about the heat, did we say 250?
האמת?
Okay, the cat's out of the bag. That's it. The cat's out of the bag. Welcome to Oh My God, It's Still Alive. Yes, I am Brian Steiner, and that is...
Ronen Kochavi.
Ronen Kochavi, who, as a matter of fact, is a very fine cook. And we did actually discuss entering a cooking segment into our show, Tips. Kitchen Tips. That's going to be, once we have a picture 2 years from now, that's going to be our first new corner. So that's a fitting opening for our show today because I decided that today we should do cover songs, and that was kind of like a cover radio show for like, I don't know how long it lasted, but it was fun. So, well, I'm going to start off with, New Year's Eve, we talked about New Year's Eve celebrations. So jam bands, they do them the best. There's no better thing to do on a New Year's Eve than go see a band like the Grateful Dead in their day, who today is Dead and Company, who this year on New Year's Eve had an airplane flying around the stadium where they were playing and probably 10,000 balloons. Anyway, craziness and music and dancing. So jam bands, they're fun New Year's Eve. Anyway... This is, we talked about Fish doing the, remember we talked about Fish doing the Beatles cover? Yeah. I said that they used to, on Halloween, they do Halloween shows where people pick what album they play.
Yeah,
and so this is Halloween show where they did the Beatles White Album. And this is Rocky Raccoon. Without further ado, we are Oh My God, It's Still Alive. Happy Saturday fucking morning.
Somewhere in the Black Hill Mountains of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. One day his woman ran off with another guy. He hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that, said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room at the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seemed, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew him as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. Rocky burst in, and grinning a grin, he said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew first and shot. And Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. So Rocky Raccoon checked back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Checked out, and he left with no doubt to help with good Rocky's revival.
Yeah, so I feel like I went with way too many thoughts there, and I was gonna talk about the cover song thing, and then I got into the New Year's Eve thing, and then I was just a rambling man for a minute there. Mm. A little Mifuzar today. It's early morning Saturday. I haven't injected myself directly with enough coffee yet. Mm. Something is in the wind, in the rain. You know what I'm saying?
Can. Yamim muzarim.
Yes, we all need a mask, which is why the cover song is a beautiful mask for a musician, the cover song. You know what I'm saying?
Lagamre.
So today is a cover song special on Oh My God, It's Still Alive. And Oh My God, It Is Still Alive. Mm-hmm. I feel like the title of our show will go a long way. We'll be pioneers just for the title of the show. Oh My God, It's Still Alive. So here's a cover of a Jimi Hendrix song done by probably a lesser known jam band called Government Mule. Very fucking talented band. You know them? Warren Haynes.
Bevadai.
Yeah, okay. So so this is Government Mule doing Little Wing. You're gonna appreciate this. Yes, and so will you, the listener, motherfucker.
She's walking through the clouds with circus man and smiles. Butterflies and zebras and moments, fairy tales. It's all she ever thinks about. Riding with the wind. When I'm sad, she comes to me. With a thousand smiles she gives to me. Said it's alright, it's alright. Said it's alright. Take anything you want. Anything. smiles and smiles she gives to me free. Said it's all right, and she said it's all right. Take anything you want from me. Anything.
So, in true Halloween fashion, they also did a whole set of Jimi Hendrix that night. That's not the only tune they did.
שמתי לב שהם מתקשים לסיים שירים.
Yeah, that does happen.
כן, זה קורה.
That does happen. Remember I told you that Fogarty, when he played with Garcia, and he ripped on Creedence for not being able to end a song. At one point in time in the show, he said it's great to play with people that know how to end a song, which obviously Jerry Garcia and Bob Weir, they're that's not their specialty either. You know, that's not the jam band thing ending the song.
שירים יותר משעה, אורך של יותר משעה. יש להם כזה דבר? בטח יש אפשר את הג'אם ש...
They've come at least, yeah, they've done an hour, I'm pretty sure, way back in the day.
החצי שעה שלהם זה ברגיל, יש להם קטעים שהם צוללים חצי שעה.
זה לא כרגיל, זה לא רגיל, אבל זה כן, it could happen. I think Fish, just this New Year's Eve, played a... I don't want to speak out of turn, but it was a long, long song, 25 minutes maybe. I don't even remember, but I remember being caught by the number. It was, the Grateful Dead came out a while ago with like a whole career retrospective on like 8 CDs. Mm-hmm. And I remember Conan O'Brien on his talk show saying the Grateful Dead are coming out with 8 CD special set. But right, but they didn't pick what song they're putting on it yet. Something like that.
Okay.
Right. So, yeah, it does happen, especially back in the day when they did the acid tests and shit like that. They would be on a whole bunch of acid and be up on stage.
And
they had Pigpen back then, who he used to get drunk with Janis Joplin, and he went her way also with the alcohol and the drugs many years ago. But he would do like an hour Turn On Your Love Light easily, and they would just all jam, and he would just freak out on the mic and play the keyboards. You know how every band has their hard instrument, the guy that always changes in the band, or something happens to either... So for the Grateful Dead, it was always the keyboardist. Then. The first one died, the second one was like too drunk after a while, and they kicked him out, and then he died, and the third one, drug overdose. So keyboard has always been like their...
אתה אומר, הייתה תקופה שהם פתחו אודישנים לקלידן, ואף אחד לא הגיע.
Yeah. No, they always got a new one.
מישהו היה מוכן להסתכן.
Yeah, in my day they had a really good one, and I was actually at their first show after he died.
Klidan Tov, יש כזה דבר?
What's that? Klidan Tov. Good one, good one. Keith Jarrett, by the way, great pianist. Yes, plays a large piano.
טוב, פסנתר זה משהו אחר, כן.
כן.
כלי אחר.
But I'm saying in terms of like the live kind of thing, like he gets on stage himself alone and improvs, and that's his show. For like an hour, he just improvs on the piano. I got some great קטעים from him, and that's kind of like an hour song, you could think of it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, even though there's like stops and starts. Mm-hmm. Anyway, do we want to do a kitchen tip as long as we're...
Kitchen tip?
Sure, hold on, let me put on an intro. Let me do this for you. This is for you, Ronan. Oh my God, here's a tip for your kitchen.
תשמע, אני עוד אין לי את הטיפ.
אין לך את הטיפ? מה אתה עושה when you cook bread? Bread is your thing. No?
כן.
But that's not a tip?
לא, זה טיפ, אבל bread זה קצת נושא מאוד מסוים.
What's your favorite spice to put on every food?
אני לא שם, כמעט, לא משתמש כמעט בתבלינים במטבח. אתה יודע מה זה נושא שאפשר לדבר עליו?
אוקיי.
אז אני כמעט ולא משתמש בתבלינים.
אוקיי.
אני מה שנקרא תבלינים...
You just shake your head over that shit with all that lovely head of hair you have.
בדיוק. זהו, הרסת את הפינה. זהו, אז האמת שהתבלין היחיד שיש לי, שאני משתמש בו, זה פפריקה מאושנת.
אה, נייס.
זה תבלין מספרדי בעצם. אבל חוץ מזה, אני משתמש רק או בעצם זרעים, קוטש אותם, כאילו בעצם תבלין... חי, מעט מאוד, אבל גם, אם כבר משתמשים, אז זה ממש במשהו שהוא זרעים של איזשהו, אתה יודע. וזהו, והרוב מתבסס דווקא להסבי טיפול. אתה יודע, טימין, כל הירוקים הרגילים שכולם מכירים, רוזמרין, אורגנו.
So leafy, green things, that's what you put for the flavor.
האמת שזה יותר המטבח האיטלקי הוא כזה.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
לא משתמשים בתבלינים יבשים, מה שאנחנו מכירים כמעט.
כן.
הם באמת, אז כן, זה משהו שאני לא מחזיק כמעט.
Right. Everybody, salt is huge in Israel. Huge salt. People love their fucking salt here. Love. I guess it might be everywhere, but I feel it.
כן, תשמע, זה האמת ש...
I didn't use a lot of salt. I don't feel like growing
up. הרבה מלח באוכל בדרך כלל מתחבר לאנשים שמבינים באוכל, כי אני אגיד לך למה. כי במסעדות, זה חלק מהסוד של מסעדות. מלח.
Right.
זה...
Right.
כאילו, אתה מבין מה אני אומר? כן. אתה תקבל מנה יחסית מלוכה במסעדה טובה, וזה חלק מהעניין, זה יותר טעים, ופותח טעמים, זה עושה דבר טוב לאוכל, אבל זה באמת לא כל כך בריא, אז...
But it's a cover-up, just like our show today.
לא, זה לא cover-up.
I think I'm going to bring it down a little bit.
יאללה.
So this is, this woman and band got famous by an internet thing they did on YouTube. They used to have these van sessions, and they did cover tunes while they were cruising in their van from gig to gig. Literally playing the song in a van while they were driving, yes. Well, on like, you know, whatever acoustic instruments they had. And she, Nikki Bloom, she was the singer. And she still is a singer. And the Gramblers is the band. So I've seen one where she did. I've seen one where somebody else did. I've seen one that she drove and sang. In fact, I believe this one, this is them doing I Can't Go For That, which is the one that really exploded for them and made them famous. So now this is from a show because...
אז אתה מכיר אותה מהרשת בעצם.
אני הכרתי אותה מהרשת, but then they also fell into the... This is like, for example, this is from a Jam Cruise show. So the Jam Cruise is jam bands on a boat, basically. So, and since then, she's actually split from the Gramblers, who, like, the head of the Gramblers was her guy. And I believe they had a split up, and I believe she's on her own today. Not that I keep up. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that all of this happened. But this is, I like this cover version. It's I Can't Go For That from of Hall & Oates fame. And this is Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers on Jam Cruise. Take it away, people. Did I hit anything?
Jam Cruise is pretty fucking rad.
Thank you.
Oh yes.
מי זה הזכיר את Thank you, Nicky Bloom. את הריף של Last Train to London של ELO? נכון, זה היה דומה.
Well, look at you coming out with the ELO.
Yeah,
I might have some ELO live.
ELO זה להקה אדירה. אדירה. וואו.
I'm gonna say what I got. I believe I have some something. Something is ringing a bell in my inner workings of the brain. You know what time it is? Oh my God! It's money time. Money, 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 money. I'm very excited about our sponsor today. I think it's a brand new thing. I think people will flip out over it.
תגיד, השאלה, איך אנחנו תמיד מצליחים להביא את הדברים האלה? זאת אומרת, מאיפה אנחנו מגיעים אלינו?
We are fucking just talented.
לא, כי אתה יודע, בוא נשים את הדברים על השולחן.
אוקיי.
עשינו פוסט בפייסבוק לרעיונות ל-Wheel of Topics.
Oh, people.
קיבלנו מישהו בעולם אחד ענה לנו.
But look, I didn't share it or anything.
כל הספונסרס האלה שמגיעים אלינו, איך אנחנו מוצאים אותם? כאילו, אנחנו לא מוכרים עדיין, אתה מבין?
I'm going to tell you what. They're investing in our future. You know, just the way we present ourselves.
אני People חושד, believe אני חושד, in me. אני חושד שאתה מייחצן את זה בסתר, את התוכנית, בלי שאני יודע. כאילו, יש לך את הערוצים שלך, שאתה right. מפרסם את דברים, ואתה יודע, יש איזשהו בז מסביבנו שאנחנו לא מודעים אליו.
I never pay attention to the buzz around me, because usually it turns out to be a bee and I get stung, so...
Bzzz.
Yes, stay away from the buzz. So this is a very good one. It's look, we all like to watch TV, but it's becoming harder and harder to get regular television stations. Televizia Tiburi, it's already having a tough time. So it's coming back hardcore right now on a handheld device the size of your palm. Yes, okay, easily charged that you can watch public TV. That's what it does. It's handheld public TV. It's beautiful. I've used it. The quality is terrific. It's lovely. And it obviously it comes with special ozniot that only public TV broadcasters can provide.
Okay.
You know, not that private shit. Yes, you know, the lows explode your thyroid and the highs come out your nostrils. I'm talking really, really good shit.
Okay.
Yes, and so handheld TV, handheld public TV. Check it out.
אז זה ערוץ מסוים, אנחנו מדברים על ערוץ אחד.
אין את ציבורי, כן. קודם רק טלוויזיה ציבורי. פה מי צריך את כל וואג'רס, ג'אג'רס, זה סתם בלבול מוח.
לגמרי.
Watch what your government fucking pays for.
זה נטען? או שאתה צריך לחבר את זה לחשמל, זה כבל?
זה מותן. זה מותן, you charge it and then you could take it, then you could take it with you.
אני חשבתי שזה פשוט מחובר כמו קומקום לחשמל, ואתה צריך להיות ליד החשמל בשביל לראות.
Dude, we're advanced society today. You could take public TV with you.
זה ממש נטען ו...
Yes, it's a lovely experience.
אתה לא יכול לדבר עם זה...
To charge the stations, you know the cable for the public TV that comes out of your wall?
כן.
See, sometimes you have to charge the stations by plugging it into there for an hour.
הבנתי.
It has a special ass jack there.
כן, מכיר את זה.
And it loads up the information, but then it carries that information with it by a new patented technology.
אז אתה בעצם מקבל את החדשות טיפה באיחור.
Never באיחור. Maybe, but milliseconds we're talking.
כי אם אתה צריך להדכן...
No, I think you're talking milliseconds. I don't think that's משמעותי at all. You won't miss the sirens because you're a second behind or anything
כן,
like
זה,
that.
כן, זה מעניין באמת.
Yes.
אוקיי, סבבה, אז לכו רוצו ותקנו. יש את זה באמזון?
Public TV, handheld public TV. I think it varies country to country.
אוקיי, ובארץ איפה אפשר להשיג את זה, אתה יודע?
It's at all of the Good Buys.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
שמע טוב, שמע
yes,
טוב.
Yes, my favorite store, Good Buy.
אוקיי, Good Buy.
Ronan.
כן.
It's been a swirly week on the oceans.
שמע, היה שבוע מטורף, אתה יודע.
מטורף.
מטורף, ממש, אבל...
I think I almost saw it from my house.
שמע, 3 meters גלים, זה היה כאילו... זה היה די מדהים.
Yes.
כן, היום קצת נרגע, אבל אתה יודע, עברנו דרך, איך שאומרים, ו... אני חושב שזה זמן טוב לספר שהמדוזות חזרו. לא שזה משנה למישהו יותר מדי, כי כאילו אף אחד לא נכנס למים ממש, חוץ מ... גולשים וזה, אבל לדגים...
Tell me, if you're wearing a...
לדגים עצמם,
if you're wearing a surfing outfit and get sliced by a man of war, by זה, will it sting you through your clothes, or will your clothes protect you from that sting?
שאלה טובה.
Thank you very kindly. Thank you. I'm always thinking. Always.
שאלה טובה. אין לי תשובה לשאלה הזאת. זה לא קרה לי.
Listeners, if you know the answer to that, and if you don't know, please put on a surf suit and go out to the sea and call us with an answer, because apparently there are some meduzot.
תשמע, אני מניח ש... אתה יודע...
If it's happened to you, we'd like to know.
כן, טוב, האמת שכן. זה שאלה מעניינת, ואנחנו נשמח לקבל את התשובה עליה. זהו, הכל סבבה סך הכל. מזג אוויר... די כאילו רגיל לעונה.
And do the meduzo chase the fish away for the fishermen, or is there no effect on the כמות of the...
תלוי איזה דגים. אני חושב שיש דגים שכן, אתה יודע, ברמה, אתה יודע, ברמה אישית, כן. אבל לא כל הדגים.
Like Nemo. Nemo did not like the jellyfish stings, so...
כן? זה היה בסרט?
Yeah, they got jellyfish stings.
באחד או בשתיים?
באחד.
וואלה, לא זוכר.
Finding Nemo. They went through the whole jellyfish patch, and then they ended up with the turtles.
אני לא זוכר בדיוק, אבל רגע, אז הוא כאילו, הוא אשכרה הרגיש את הצריבה?
Yeah, well, he is semi-immune to them, because he lives in the sea anemones, and there's something about their poison that he can deal with.
אבל מה זה סמי?
But they still affect him.
אוקיי.
And she was really affected by them. He was sure she was a goner. He thought she was a goner.
טוב.
I believe that's the way it went, and then they ended up with the turtles.
כן.
So speaking of meduzot, let's do Tom Petty doing the Grateful Dead, Friend of the Devil. Nice combo.
Oh, says she's got my child. She don't look like me. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep
Petty. Yes, yes. He ended the song. Tom Loof. Petty ended the song. You know, it's interesting. I just read recently where the name the Traveling Wilburys came from. You know the obviously. You know, I've always looked for things that I could consider live from the or rare or something, but you can't. You know, there's just the stuff. I dig for Traveling Wilburys shit, and I haven't found it. So I don't know if it exists or not. I like to think that it does.
יש לי משהו מעניין של הטראבלינג וילבריז. יש לי את ה... לא יודע אם אתה יודע, אבל הייתה תקופה שהאלבום השלישי, הראשון שלהם, אני חושב, לא היה אסור להפיץ אותו, כי היו על זה תביעות. מה שקשור לטום פטי, לחברות הקליטים, אני לא זוכר. זה היה בתקופה שהם, אחרי שהם הצליחו, שזה קצת חזר, וכזה היה קשה להשיג את זה נורא, והדיסקים שלהם עלו ממש מלא כסף. זוכר שקניתי אחד בפריז, וכזה מצאתי זה, וזה יד שנייה. ולימים זה כאילו חזר, ועשו כזה רימאסטר לשני האלבומים, כי יש להם רק שניים בעצם. וברימאסטר הזה, שיש לי אותו גם, יש שם בכל אלבום שני שירים שאף פעם לא יצאו שלהם.
וואלה.
כן. אז, וממש שירים מגניבים, שירים שאתה אומר, איך הם לא נכנסו לאלבום?
וואלה.
אז כן, אי אפשר להשמיע אותם. אז ננסה אותם יום אחד.
אני מאוד מעוניין לשמוע איזה להקה. So, ג'ורג' הריסון, he worked on films and stuff. And made music with that went along with some films, and he had a and if he was working on something and made a mistake, he would say, "We'll bury it in the mix."
I know.
Yes, and it became such a thing in the work that he was doing with this guy that it became shorter to Wilbury.
זה הוא וג'ף לין.
כן, exactly. So he just used to. So they had a thing between them that they would just say Wilbury. Wilbury, yeah, like when they fucked something up and they're just like Wilbury. Yes, that's a Wilbury. Yes, and then when this group happened, because this group formed because they were on their way to do something for a film, and they called up. maybe Tom Petty or right, and they went over to his house, and then he invited over Bob Dylan, and then suddenly it was a thing, right? Anyway, so the Wilbury part came from their film thing. Oh, stories. I'm going with Robert Randolph and the Family Band doing a Led Zeppelin cover.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Yes. That's Robert Randolph on the slide guitar. Fucker's amazing. Every once in a while, you see him slipping into mainstream society and then slipping back out again, doing the jam band thing.
Right.
He's been on like the late night talk shows with his slide guitar, jamming with those bands. I see him here and there. He's fucking good. He does also on Facebook every once in a while. He'll video himself playing something on the slide guitar.
Madim.
He's very fucking...
Madim, madim.
Very cool. I feel like today we came and we weren't exactly sure who we were, but by pretending to be who we were not, we've kind of gotten back to who we are again.
Okay, ככה זה.
And so here we are, and as we said earlier, we did have thank you one suggestion from our kahal to put into our Wheel of Topics. It has been added. Okay. And more topics to come as you find our Facebook post and add to it. So, yes, it is actually time for, I believe it's my turn to pick, Wheel of Topics. Okay, what are we talking about today? Round and round she goes, where she stops. I picked two.
שתיים, לא צריך, כאילו,
הנה, I
לא,
dropped one
יודע,
back.
לא, hey, brother,
I'm a greedy motherfucker. Religion. This is you wrote this. You just want to just religion. You just want to talk. We've talked a lot about religion.
אתה יודע למה רציתי לדבר על זה?
Please tell me.
כי התחלתי לראות איזה סרט, אבל לא סיימתי אותו.
So you don't know how it ends.
כן.
I don't know where religion goes.
קוראים לו, אני חושב, the first lie. אולי, לא יודע. משהו. אתה יודע מה אני מדבר?
I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds lovely.
זה סרט מגניב שכאילו על עולם. כאילו, obviously לא אמיתי, שבעצם אף אחד בו לא משקר. לא יודעים מה, לא מבינים את המושג הזה בכלל.
כן, I did hear something about this, okay.
וככה הוא מתנהל, וכולם אומרים הכל בפרצוף אחד לשני, כי אין שקרים, זה גם קצת כאילו בוטה וזה, אבל זה סך הכל די נעים. זאת אומרת, אם תגיד למישהו, תנסה להגיד לו משהו לא נכון, הוא יאמין לך. הבעיה שאף אחד לא חושב על זה, כי זה לא משהו שבכלל נמצא בסיס, זה קצת כמו חיות.
No defense. It's like a מחלה with no defense.
ואז מישהו בסרט מתחיל, עולה על זה איכשהו, לא משנה איזה סיטואציה, והוא כזה מתחיל לקלוט שזה כלי שיכול לשמש אותו במלא דברים, אפילו ברמת בבנק, פקידה שואלת אותו שהמחשבים נופלים, אז כמה אתה רוצה למשוך? כי המחשבים נפלו, אתה יודע, יש אמון מוחלט בעולם הזה. אז הוא אומר לה, הסכום שאין לו, והיא מביאה לו.
כן.
ואז הוא קולט שכאילו יכול להתקדם את זה וזה, ואני ורוני שצפינו בזה, לא סיימנו לראות, אבל בגלל זה גם זה לא ממש ספוילר, חשבנו שככה התחילה הדת אולי. כי כאילו...
Somebody put in...
מישהו בא, אמר, רגע, יש זה, ופתאום כולם האמינו לו, וכזה אמרו, וואו, והוא נהיה כזה איש מאוד...
כן.
הוא יכל בעצם להשתמש בספקולציות.
Right.
כדי... It's more כוח, I don't know.
People believed a lot more of...
האמינו במשהו שהוא כן.
In my day, it was you believed whatever was written. Bob Saget used to have a joke. He used to say something totally outrageous, and he'd say, no, it's true, I read it. I wrote it down, and then I read it. That was his bit.
בהקשר הזה, דווקא הוספתי את הדת, כאילו מעניין אותי, אתה יודע, בעצם איך זה התחיל, אתה מבין?
Right. Well, look, the going theories of where dot would come from is people's desire to explain the world, and it started with many gods. The sun would be considered some kind of god, the moon, because that's what you see and that's kind of what's controlling everything. The rain, everything would kind of be like a superior being to you, because where does the rain come from? Why does the sun rise? So you figure it's just doing it on its own to like shed you with light and grow your things, and the rain is coming to, that's why you pray to the rain to make the rain come.
Right?
Or you have a rain dance.
Can.
Right? You're dancing directly to the clouds that make the rain. You know, that's the idea. You're dancing to nature or the gods that make the rain. Everything has its, and so that's just kind of the way you identify somehow with the world.
אני דווקא חושב שהדת הגיעה מ... הפחד שלנו, שאנחנו לא... פחד מהמוות וההסבר שלו, כדי ללחם את עצמנו ולהאמין שזה לא נגמר, שזה נגמר. שמישהו מת קרוב אליך, אתה רוצה לחשוב שיש מישהו ש... למקום שהוא הלך אליו והכל בסדר. ואם אתה לא, אז אתה...
We're getting into a lot of... so straightforward, like,
no, said,
what happens after we, right, I understand what you're saying, but I don't think that Rovadat came from fear. I think that maybe, like, first of all, we have to distinguish, like, from ancient religions maybe to modern religions, because I think your histeklut on religion is very much today, which seems like a lie has been put into religion. And where did that lie come from?
אני מדבר על שבטים באפריקה שהתפוללו לגשם.
Exactly. But so then where did the lie come from? That would be a good question to me. Like maybe there was at some point in time a lie came into the system that changed the direction of religion. You know,
טוב, תשמע, אני אסיים לראות הסרט ואני אתכן.
You know, like the New Testament, there was a group of people that sat down with everything that was written on Jesus and threw out a bunch of shit that they didn't want anybody to read and just made the parts as they saw fit. And that's what the New Testament is today. So who knows?
מה היה שם?
Exactly. Who knows what was thrown away? What was this? Who knows what was really... Who knows?
Okay.
So where is the lie? It's a good question. But it seems that there's a lie somewhere. Somebody's lying. And we're going to figure out who it is. And we're going to let you know. Once again, we're talking about cover songs. Somebody here is lying. who wrote it? Who's playing it? who's doing it?
זה מסתדר עם הנושא של התוכנית.
We're going to go out with the Grateful Dead. Because why the fuck wouldn't we? You know what I'm saying? And we're going to go out with the Grateful Dead doing a Warren Zevon song called Werewolves of London. You remember there was a famous film, American Werewolves in London. They asked a few people to write a sheer no-say for the film. One of those bands was Creedence Clearwater Revival, and they wrote Bad Moon Rising. Was not accepted for the film. Became a big hit for Creedence. Mm-hmm. Warren Zevon wrote... Werewolves of London, that's the song of the film, that's the one that's used in the film. This is a cover of Grateful Dead doing Werewolves of London, which they pulled out every now and again for fun. So I hope you all enjoy it. Hope you did enjoy it. I hope you will enjoy it. I hope there is some enjoyment, Bekitzor, some enjoyment. Squeeze it like a fucking lemon.
Well, we'll love it.
seen a junior ball with the queen. During the werewolves of London, I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada, trade a bit.